All right, we're recording. All right, so welcome back to the second episode of the podcast, finally.
I know, it took forever.
I know. So for those of you who don't know, I'm Aiden.
And I'm Jess.
And this is Grow Up with Aiden Stratton, featuring Jess Koontz.
Yes.
But yeah, so how's your week gone?
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Just been, yeah, I mean, it's only Tuesday as of.
It snowed.
I know. I'm very excited.
So since the last episode, I moved up to SUU,
the two of us.
Yeah,
Cedar City. Utah.
And yeah, we got like our first like heavy.
Yeah, it was about five inches, I think,
yeah,
by the end of it. Because,
really?
Well, when I was stepping in, it was going up pretty far on my legs. Yeah. So I think so.
So solid
4 or 5 inches, yeah.
Yeah. Also, forgive like the audio quality and everything, because we're in like a recording studio. We're official now. No. But it's like a new system, new setup.
So we're trying to figure everything out.
And yeah.
We're just testing different things. So.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So Jess is she has the headphones on. There's only one set. So
I wanted to listen.
you're going to have to let me know. Like,
I think I get too loud. I know. I think it sounds good.
Okay.
Are you editing this out or are we just.
No, this is just. kind of just chilling. But let's see. So yeah, I'm still using Anchor. Might be using Adobe Audition next time. Gonna find out a little more about that. But yeah, so I know we brainstormed a few ideas that we wanted to talk about.
Yeah, just general topics.
Yeah.
But
do you remember any of them?
Do you? Yeah.
Good question.
We definitely were talking about maybe.
Oh, do you want to do the good person one? Because I feel like
it was either that or we could have done.
Oh yeah.
The
If you don't follow my Twitter,
don't.
But I've had a couple rants on there about just things that I don't know. Things that really set me off. But Riley, shout out to you. You've inspired me to take those rants to the next level.
Put them in a podcast.
Yeah, put them in a podcast.
Says.
Throw them on air for all to hear in my own words. But I don't know, because I feel like those ones, they've already like been put up, you know? You can go back and read those.
I don't know. I feel like the good person one is just thing that a lot of people will be thinking about, because I know that's something that goes through everybody's head.
Yeah.
And I feel like that might be a good one for today. Oh.
Is that really loud?
I know.
Sorry, these are like really old.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I don't even know if they're old. They just need
some
WD-40.
I think the stands are old. I don't think the microphones are old.
Yeah, no, the mics are old. So what was our point then? Because I know when we were talking about it, we were saying like, essentially.
Okay. Well,
I should have.
Literally, we wrote this down.
I went from a full-on script in the first episode, word for word. It's literally just.
We're going to just go for it.
We're just going to see where the wind takes us.
Basically, the whole thing about just revolving around being a good person in general, and just why do we feel like we have to do certain things in societal standards to be considered a good person.
Yeah.
And like just around like the way it makes us feel as people and things, doing things to be a good person, but only.
That's right.
Yeah. Are you remembering?
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
I know I wanted to say something about, oh gosh, I should have.
Aiden, we discussed this.
This is literally so last minute. Because I know I wanted, okay. So I feel like I get a lot of joy and I feel good when I'm a good person. But, and a lot of the time it's out of genuine, like, I want to be a good person. I want to do the right thing, or like, this is the right thing to do.
Right.
And so that's like the only decision. But also, I feel like sometimes I am a good person out of like just self-motivating.
Yeah, doing a good deed.
So that I can get something out of it.
Yeah. Well, I feel like with that, it's like, but is it such a bad thing to do? Oh, I hope that is not too loud. Yeah. But is it such a bad thing to do a good deed for yourself to feel better? Mm-hmm. And I feel like it depends a whole lot on what it is and why you're doing it for yourself, because mm-hmm. I don't think it's bad to do things for yourself, because if you're in a stressed out situation and it's something where you don't have to do it, but you're like, well, I'm going to do this. It's kind of like, give yourself credit because you took time to help somebody else out or do something that maybe made you more stressed, but then you're like, okay, well, I did that. You mm-hmm. know, I am doing things for people. And I think that's a good thing to have and know about yourself.
Right.
It shouldn't be something that we all are like, well, he only did it to feel better. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because it's not like, I don't think the example that we're both thinking of is necessarily a terrible thing to feel bad about.
Okay, so what we're referring to, well, one of them.
Yeah.
She's not going to be listening.
Okay.
Shout out to choir director, Mrs. Kim Snavely. No.
Oh my gosh. But
so the backstory behind this is last year, my senior year of high school, well, I have to go even further back, junior year, I did Nevada State. I switched schools for a year, essentially. I was still in the choir program, but not nearly involved enough to where I could, like, run for offices, like, leadership or anything like that. But then...
You wanted to be involved, but you couldn't be, up in with, like, mm-hmm. leadership title. Because that's what I was doing, too, is I was trying to...
like, I never ran or anything.
Yeah.
And part of it's just the whole corrupt system of the choir program in general.
I don't even know how to explain it.
The fact that I was able to do this. But, and so then senior year, I came back to Foothill and I kind of usurped in a way.
Hold on a minute.
Guised as like goodwill. Like overthrew.
I know, but how do you spell that? I just want to know how you spell it.
USURP. For the listeners at home, she's Googling it.
I just want to know what this word looks like, okay?
Oh, yeah, right. No, but so essentially I became... I don't even know what I was.
The definition of usurp is to take a position of power or importance illegally or by force. By force, ladies and gentlemen.
But like,
he usurped the position
very, very steadily. It's like that metaphor of like the frog.
Yeah.
You put it in boiling mm-hmm. water, it'll jump out. But if you slowly increase the heat, it'll just get boiled. You know, that's what I did. I think
violence. Oh my.
Well, so anyways, in the end, I ended up becoming assistant director. Jet, if you're listening to this. No ill will, but we all know you were more of a line captain. Well, no, by the end. Well, so, okay.
Well, towards the end.
I really should have written this out. I'm so sorry to the listeners.
I think this is just going to be. Sorry to this man. No, because it was just like, I feel like you just took on a lot of those assistant director, like, responsibilities without her giving you that title.
Right.
Which I think was kind of her.
I did a lot of, like, the paperwork and, like. All, handling
a
all
lot of
that.
Behind the scene mm-hmm. work that
I totally like
should have been
cleaned out that middle office.
No, for sure.
Essentially, I got my own office.
It was called
Aiden's
office because it was the aide office. So mm-hmm. it's just Aiden's office. So
I was a student aide third period, but it kind of morphed into like
second and third and mm-hmm. pretty much all of the choirs,
and
honestly.
Dealing for the entire program rather than just.
Yeah. Is you were basically taking on responsibilities of an aide, like mm-hmm. a teacher's aide, without getting paid for it.
Right.
But then also being expected to...
It was another part-time job. Like,
because,
the number of hours that I put into that a week.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
It was a lot.
And after school, too. I'm like...
So I guess a question...
Free 6th year.
So is doing that for her without,
oh, yeah, back to the original argument.
Sorry. I'm just trying to... Anyway, back to the good person
thing. So I did that out of like me wanting to help the choir department because it was such a mess.
But towards the end.
But I was also doing it so that I could have that power and authority, like that mm-hmm. leadership position, which I did essentially get. It was kind of confusing, but I was technically assistant director.
Yeah.
And then Jet and I were co-assistant directors, but mm-hmm. he also did a lot of like the line captain stuff for show choir.
Exactly.
So that was more of his responsibility. And I did a lot more of like the back end paperwork, program design, yeah. stuff like that. So that's where we are today.
Yes. So
I weaseled my way into choir government.
See, so I guess the original thought that me and Aiden were thinking is it such a bad thing mm-hmm. to do something in that case of like,
right.
you know, weasel your way into a leadership position for something you want to do, but also doing it for yourself to gain something yeah. back? Is it, and I don't necessarily think it is, in, at least in this case, because it's like you worked hard
yeah.
to do something for something you were so passionate about, like choir, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's like, why would that be such a bad thing? And you shouldn't have to feel bad for being like, oh, well, I'm only doing this because I want to be in a leadership position. Yeah. Well, it's like after putting in all that work, that's kind of something that you deserved. Because mm-hmm. even in your junior year, I feel like you still were starting to do a lot more, especially yeah. because, you know, not to like say this is the only reason, but because yeah. you were, you know, friends with a lot of the upperclassmen, you were always mm-hmm. with them and kind of helping them in their leadership position. Right. So I feel like that kind of gave you a little bit of an in mm-hmm. transitioning into your junior and senior year.
Right.
You just like, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But
ASMR intermission.
No. Stop. Right no. now.
But yeah. Another example that I can think of right off the top of my head is like housekeeping in our apartment.
Oh.
There's so many factors that go into it, but I...
Okay, let me put this into perspective. I'm over at Aiden's apartment because, well, Aiden is one of my best friends and also my boyfriend Jack lives there. Yeah. So I'm over there pretty much.
Let the record show that was supposed to be a joke. She wasn't actually supposed to call.
Okay, hold on. Now we have to explain. So over the summer, me and Aiden were like, oh my gosh, we're both going to SUU. And I was like, Aiden, you have to find me a boyfriend. I'm going to fall in love with one of your roommates. Mm-hmm. Complete joke. And then first move-in day, I come over and I see
Jack.
Ack, who is this? Ack, I cut. No, so long that just, story. Very long story. For another day, we'll have like a little.
Right.
But anyway, so now I'm over there constantly because I'm spending time with a lot of people and a lot of my friends live there because, well, let's just say yeah. most of the time I get along better with males.
There's nine of us in there, so it's yes. like a little mini frat. And we all get along pretty well, so.
Yes.
We're all good friends.
Anyway, it's like our I will group be.
That we just live with.
I will be over there sitting on the couch. And Aiden, I look over and he's just housewife, like doing all of the dishes and then mops and cooks and cleans. And I'm like, what are you doing? And he cleans up everything after.
And then you asked me to sew your button. So I was literally doing cooking, the cleaning, the sewing, the mending.
Well, a button on my jeans popped off and I just.
Mom, I kid you not. I'm turning into you.
Aiden is settling.
I'm nesting. My dad was right.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, wow.
Anyway, but Aiden cleans so much and I feel bad because I'm like, I help over, like if I'm ever over there and like we cook, like I always help mm-hmm. do everything, you know, Jack and other people help, but there's just a couple people that really don't.
Right.
And it makes it so much, not going to name names, but it makes it so much more difficult to like
keep house.
Well, yeah, but it shouldn't feel like it's only your mm-hmm. responsibility. You're all living there together. You all should be putting right. in equal parts, and it's not happening. And I think some of the people take it for granted.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't even know. Well,
I mean,
I've been called a saint.
Yes.
So
many times.
And in no way, like, you know who you are. And I love you to death. But like, pick up after yourself, please. Just taking that time. I don't know. And I get it. Like, I really do.
Yeah.
And I honestly don't mind it. Like, for me, it's therapeutic and it kind of like
you go stress perfect. Relief. Yeah. Do all the dishes now.
Oh, no, literally. I like, it's just, it's small tasks that I can do to be productive and still like be getting things that need to be done. But they're like short, easy, like that instant gratification. And I think that's what I get from it. But also I don't really mind doing it. Like, I like having things clean and mm-hmm. I like having things just so, and yeah. I like things to look nice.
Exactly. So let me ask you this. So after doing all of this, even though a lot of it is just for yourself because you like it, do you feel like you are a better person because you were making it?
I mean, I get something out of it. Like, yeah. I genuinely enjoy having like a nice home. Like, no, like yeah. I get really anxious when random people from the floor come over and like ask for the ping pong paddles.
And it's messy and there's dishes everywhere and stuff.
Dishes everywhere. There's like snacks and everything on the coffee table. I bought a coffee table. Didn't come with it. And I was like, we need a coffee table.
He also just bought a Christmas tree.
I also just bought a Christmas tree.
And all of the decorations to go with.
And we went to DI and I got sugar and flour containers. And they're really cute. And I really wanted them. But like, I didn't need them. They were like $1.50
each. Oh my gosh. Okay. Back to.
Anyways. So I get a lot out of it.
Yeah.
But also another part. That kind of the flip side of the coin is I don't know if I really trust anybody else to like keep it up to my standards.
Right. So it's like you feel like if you left for a week, you'd come back and it would be.
Oh, I've left for like long weekends and gone home and they've come back and it smells nasty and.
Feet.
Yeah. Yeah. And like the thermostat just doesn't get turned on. And so it gets all like moist and nasty and like and the oven. The oven gets so nasty from all the ramen.
Yes. And then you turn on the burner and then it smells like smoke mm-hmm. because there's
everything is burning yeah. off.
So I guess.
Oh, I need to clean off the oven burner.
Okay.
From when I made tacos.
Stop. Later.
Who am I?
Oh my gosh, you were literally recording your podcast and he's stressing about it already. Uh-huh. I wish you could see his face. He's like, oh my gosh.
Rubbing my forehead. But yeah, so there's the flips. There's me being a good person and like cleaning the apartment and like I want to do this. Like, this is my responsibility type thing. But also there's, I don't know if I trust everyone else
yeah.
to keep it to my standards.
Right.
And so I kind of just take it upon myself, you know. Mm-hmm. But I don't know.
Yes. So bringing that back into being a good person, mm-hmm. is that considered being a good person or is that just you doing stuff for yourself that just so happens to benefit others in a really good way?
Sorry.
Because in my opinion, I think that makes you a very good roommate yeah. to have, but also.
Well, but I also know that like, so one or maybe two, I don't know how Ethan feels. Ethan, if you're listening, let me know how you feel. But like, I don't know. Cause I know some people don't like it when people pick up after them or like, yeah. And so,
I mean, I just feel bad when people do it. Like,
but also like it drives me literally insane when like,
yeah,
there's just trash on the counter everywhere. And like,
yeah.
And then they've gone off to do something else. I don't know. It's not anything against the person. I just want to make that clear. Like, it's nothing against my roommates.
No.
Like, absolutely not. And I completely understand it. It's just me, my own, like, I don't know. Like, there's no ill will. It's just I get, you know.
Yeah, no, I know.
My eyes start to twitch and the vein pops out in my forehead. And no.
No, I know what you mean. I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, I guess it's not really like a question to answer. It's just kind of like.
No, it's kind of just something to think about.
I don't know. Like, have you guys, like, because you do a lot of things for other people. I would consider you a very good person.
Thank you. I enjoy doing other things for other people, but never have I once been like, I'm doing this so that I get something out of it. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a really good mindset to have, because I feel like sometimes people will be like, oh, well, you only did that because of this. I'm like, no, like,
yeah.
I just am a very thoughtful person. And it actually, for me, takes a lot for me to say that about myself, mm-hmm. because I feel like bad, because I feel like I'm making it sound conceited. Mm-hmm. And I'm not.
Yeah.
Like, I am just a gift giver in all mm-hmm. senses, because it's like, you know, one of my friends will be like crying or something, and it'll be like 11 p.m. and I'll just be like, oh, and I go to the store and buy ice cream and drive to their house mm-hmm. because I'm just that person.
Yeah.
And
that's just who you are.
Yeah. And I am also just that person that's like, if I have $10 left and you need $10. Like $10 in my bank account, I will give you $10, which mm-hmm. is bad for my own sake. But I don't care, because I'm so willing to do things for other people, because right. that's just who I am. So I consider myself a good person, but also there are times where I'm like thinking about it and I'm like, yeah. sometimes I wish I wasn't as good of a person, because then I would be better off in the sense that not just like my wallet, but I feel like
right.
I'm super, it does not, I am very, like, it's very easy for me to gain trust from people. Mm-hmm. And I feel like if it wasn't because I let my guard down so easy when I see what I think is a nice person.
Yeah.
And I think that has bit me in the butt in the past too many times. Yeah. With just people in me, just trusting and giving everything I have to them just to get nothing back. Mm-hmm. Not saying I want something back, but when you don't get anything back at all, you just feel, you're left feeling drained.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Which makes me wonder, why am I so nice to people mm-hmm. when sometimes people, all they do is just, they use you like a portable charger and mm-hmm. they never recharge you.
Yeah.
They just leave you there and buy a new one.
Wait. This goes into my Twitter rant.
Looks like we are going dabbling into it today. Oh my
gosh. Okay. Okay. Well, we're going to take a short break and we'll be right back. So we're back. Let's see. So this next part of the episode, we kind of wanted to go into a little bit more of like, I don't know. Well, let me find the tweets.
I'm going to look too, just to have like a reference.
Right.
Also,
my Twitter is so funny. I love, like, not to toot my own horn, but...
Oh my gosh, we can talk about my Twitter thread.
Oh, yeah, we got, like, Twitter famous.
Kind of. Not really.
Well, it was more of, like,
it was
all
not...
of us kicking this guy while he was down.
Okay, but...
We're awful humans. Well,
no, okay. Here, I'll just... While you're looking, I'll just talk about that for a second. So...
Oh, I found it.
So, if you don't know, or if actually, you don't follow my Twitter... basically,
can you hear the keyboard clicks?
Yeah, I think a little bit. So ASMR. Basically, I feel like I just said, like 5 billion times. So I tweeted one night that I like love studying music, but music theory is like the literal death of me. Prove me wrong. Right. That was my tweet. Mm-hmm. And that was just, I was sitting down doing my music theory homework. I understand why music theory exists. I understand everything about it. I'm studying it. I'm a music education major. Like, it's not, I'm not hating against it so much as it was just frustrating. And every music major I've talked to said that that's always the worst part. So I knew that a lot of people would be able to, I knew a lot of people would be able to kind of connect with me on that, right?
Yeah, it was so, more for like your friends.
Yeah, it was just like a little, it was like, it was sarcasm, it was joke, it was like whatever. So my tweet gets retweeted on this hate against music theory account with like about 5K, you know, followers. So I have a random people just like commenting on my Twitter. And one of the guys was like, so you're 1 to 3, and was like, you don't understand music theory. You don't understand the difference between literally and figuratively. And what else did he say? He basically.
Oh, because he blocked us, so we can't see the tweet. Or did you screenshot it?
I don't. Well, oh, wait, I found it. Hold on.
He was like, one, you don't understand music theory.
Yeah.
Two.
Anyway, he was like, he told me I should have quit while I was ahead. And I just was like, seriously, it was sarcasm. And I was like, what are you doing? And I had like Aiden responded, and I had so many of my friends respond.
Can I
didn't
read my response?
Yeah, if you want to.
Well, so Aiden, my roommate, and Jason, your brother.
Yeah.
Said, and okay, boomer.
Yeah. And Noah, real.
Oh yeah.
He commented as well.
Uh-huh.
And it was just kind of like, I didn't ask anybody to respond.
Right.
You know, the other Aiden started it, and then it just went off. And
wait, I might be able just to like look up his Twitter profile.
Oh.
Because I don't think that's.
He didn't delete it. You want me to find it?
Oh, wait, do I have to log? Oh, what the heck? Can't I just search?
Wait, no, I can tell you. Just go to Twitter and then.
I can't log into mine.
Never mind. Don't.
Oh, wait. Wow, would you look at that?
Did you find it?
I found it.
So you can. Anyway, a lot of people just were defending me. And
or
this
did
guy.
He delete them?
Oh, he might have.
Yeah, I think he deleted.
I think he deleted all of it because he was probably embarrassed. But long story short, Aiden defended me, and he responded to Aiden and was like, oh, look, you're defending the helpless. And honestly, I didn't respond to any of this because I didn't want to, like, I'm not stooping to the level of being as immature. It was a joke that I had made on Twitter. I wasn't going to like argue this guy on Twitter. Mm-hmm. And then my roommate responded and was like, it's not defending the helpless. Yeah. We're just helping your friend who you're trying to like for no reason. And he ended up blocking all of us. And it was just this thing. And I was like, excuse me.
Well, cause he ended his tweet originally with like, one, you're bad at this. Two, you're bad at this. Three, you're bad at this. Should have quit while you were ahead.
Yeah.
And so I said, imagine one, not understanding sarcasm, two, trying to flame some random girl on the internet for your 8 followers, and three. And so his bio says, father, husband, atheist, vegan, amateur rocketeer, engineer, and lawyer, likes to nap. And so I said, and three, thinking atheism and veganism is a personality, should have quit while you were ahead. With like the, like, with like.
Oh, yeah, because he put like a blushy emoji.
Yeah,
emoji,
like the blushy, like smiley emoji.
Yeah. Anyway,
it was great.
Twitter is just a place for.
It's great.
It's so pretty. Much drama.
Mm-hmm. Oh, back to the original. Okay, so this part of the episode, we wanted to go into kind of like mature relationships, like outside of high school,
including like friendships.
Literally grow up with Aiden.
Literally, just relationships between all sorts of people. And it's just at this point in our lives, it's like we're all adults. We're all living somewhat independently because we're living independently, but we're still kind of relying on our parents.
Just like as we mature, so should our relationships. Like relationships in high school and like, and to some degree, college are different than after you've graduated and like after you've left high school and stuff like that. And so which one should we go into first? So basically what we want to touch on are TFTI,
which
is thanks for the invite. And it's usually like a very passive aggressive, like, thanks for not inviting me type thing.
Yeah.
And then there's also, we also wanted to talk about emotional capacity, which, so
I think TFTI first.
I was going to say emotional capacity.
Oh, because I was thinking
good
that
person.
I guess it's true.
And then.
Because, I mean, they all kind of connect back
to. Okay, well. Well, I have the other one pulled
up. Okay, well, then let's just start with that.
So let's start with that one. Okay, so this lady on Twitter has a PhD. Not sure. Well, she's a verified account, so I'm assuming she's like pretty verified, you know.
Oh, it was a verified account? Mm-hmm. Oh, I had no idea. I'm looking for it right now.
And she is an actual like therapist, deals mm-hmm. with mental health and clients and stuff. And so she had a whole thread or like series of tweets on the same topic of kind of reaching emotional capacity and like dealing with multiple people's, like, for lack of a better word, problems. Like,
yeah. Just about things and how you might go to friends for help yeah. and stuff like that.
And the whole thread started off with her friend texted her saying, like I'm having some issues and I want your help, but mm-hmm. are you at a place right now that you can help me with that? Before I like just unload on you. And so that's kind of where it started. And she's like, this is so important. Like, as somebody who is emotionally available for other people all the time, kind of like taking time for yourself. Yeah. And yeah. So I think Jess and I really related to that.
Well, I think both of us have had a lot of friends that come to us specifically and have told us specifically mm-hmm. that we give good advice. And I think it's just because me and Aiden just listen
yeah.
and we try to put ourselves in other people's shoes and mm-hmm. we have a very similar mindset.
We're very empathetic towards yeah, others.
Exactly. And
we feel what they feel. We kind of put mm-hmm. ourselves
in their shoes. We try to do it so that we can help them to the best mm-hmm. of our ability. But basically what this lady had done was make right. like a template mm-hmm. kind of as to what you should say.
And it took off. So, okay, yeah. I'm not going to lie. Here, I'll read it for you. I have it pulled up. She said, so this is just a template, like bare bones.
Yeah, you can
like,
change it if you want to. This is just like the bare minimum. Yeah, like
change it for your own style, your own relationship.
Exactly.
For that person.
You know, scenarios are going to be different.
Right.
But.
And so she said, hey, I'm so glad you reached out. I'm actually at capacity/helping somebody else who's in a crisis/dealing with some personal stuff right now, and I don't think I can appropriate space for you. Could we connect later or time instead/do you have someone else you could reach out to? And Twitter went wild saying yeah. things like, if I got that, like, that would just push me over the edge. Like, I would totally just kill myself right then and there. And like
you'd feel like your friend saying, wasn't there for yeah. you. You'd feel like, oh, are they yeah. even my friend? And it's like
people were saying like, oh, so you don't want to be my friend anymore. Stuff like that.
No,
and
it's not.
yeah. Like I completely understand where that is coming from because especially it was very like cold. If you were to send just that to somebody, it would
yeah, but it
come across
it was supposed
way wrong
to be,
for most relationships.
You're supposed to change it, mm-hmm. and but I don't think people should have been getting so mad because yeah. it's like I would rather somebody tell me something along the lines of that and help me later mm-hmm. than only give me. Well, pardon my language, half-ass advice.
Yeah.
Because I don't...
This is explicit.
I don't want somebody to only help me
right.
partially
mm-hmm.
just because they feel the need to.
Right.
Because I'm asking them.
Mm-hmm. Or, I don't know. To me, those responses were coming from people that, I mean, are just the ones on the other end.
Exactly.
That are kind of taking... And so essentially I responded, there was a whole thread about it that I started kind of saying
which
like,
got a lot of likes, right? I think
quite a few.
Yeah. A lot of people.
Three likes.
Oh, well, no, but didn't you get like a lot of,
I got like three responses, I think. But
Yeah. Which on Twitter from people, yeah. I don't know.
But essentially what I was saying was, this is a very immature way to think about, like, if you're getting very upset at this, you don't know what it's like to be on the other end, to be somebody who's constantly giving themselves to others,
mm-hmm.
being that shoulder to cry on, or like being there to listen, or to like, you're not the one that's being emotionally available for others. You're not being that rock, I guess.
Yeah.
And that does take a toll, and sometimes you can't always be that rock. And so by saying like, oh, that would just set me over the edge, that's totally selfish.
Yeah. And it's like, think about the way it's going to make that person that's helped so many people feel.
Right.
Kind of like if somebody were telling me that because I just needed a moment to breathe mm-hmm. and just to take a break, if somebody would have told
like,
me that
you're not the only one that's dealing with crises or like dealing with like serious problems.
No, exactly.
Some and of us are like, just better at hiding it than others.
But that just goes into like, I think as people, we just need to think about things from different perspectives. Mm-hmm. We can't just right. only see one side because that's not the way the world works.
Yeah.
There are many sides because there are many people in the world that see things in very different ways.
Right.
So it's like...
Yeah.
I don't know what else to say other yeah. than...
It's just, it's a very one-sided perspective mm-hmm. to me. And... I don't know. I feel like it's very immature.
Very
to
immature.
Kind of think that you're the only one that has problems. And if one person can't reach out to you, that it's just the end of the world. Like that's the end of your friendship. Like taking that in a way that's saying like, oh, I don't want to be your friend anymore. Like, no, that's not at all what we would be trying to say.
Not at all.
I can't help you right now.
Right this second.
To the best of my ability.
Yeah.
But
I want,
still,
yeah.
Yeah. But still saying like, I still love you and like, I'm there for you. I just can't right now, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's very tricky.
It's a hard way to word because you don't want to make the person feel like they're being
yeah.
burdenful, I guess, if yeah. that's a word.
But also, I think it lends itself to kind of expanding your circle and having a better support system.
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't just be putting all of your
to one person.
Weight on one no. person. Like, you need multiple people that you mm-hmm. can trust with that information.
Exactly.
So, that was kind of my rant.
with like emotional capacity. But it's like, it's also, we're getting so old to the point, like, most of us now are, you know, 18, 19
mm-hmm.
years old. We're adults.
Quote unquote.
I put on quotes.
Still got a lot of life left.
Yeah,
life left,
and still have a lot to learn. But I feel like by now we need to start acting like mm-hmm. we're adults, but also thinking that we can't just. I feel like a lot of people right now still have the mindset that they are in high school
mm-hmm.
and that they don't have certain. Responsibilities and they don't have to treat people certain ways.
Mm-hmm. It's still very egocentric.
Very egocentric. And it's like we're to the point where we just need to start acting yeah. our age because, right. like you said, relationships should grow with age. It shouldn't mm-hmm. still be me bringing you all this high school drama like, oh my gosh, look what happened today.
Yeah.
Even though sometimes it's all fun and.
Mm-hmm.
Jokingly, yeah. I guess you could say.
Well, yeah, like.
But some people are taking it to a level where
mm-hmm.
we, it's like a serious thing, but not so serious to the point of he said, she said.
Yeah.
Where I feel like a lot of that emotional capacity is being mm-hmm. filled up by things that we shouldn't even be dealing with
right.
as 18-year-olds,
exactly.
college students, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that just has to.
Yeah.
It's almost like a transition into
exactly.
TFTI because this is just mm-hmm. immature stuff that I feel like should not be happening
right.
as adults.
Like, I feel like we're just at a point where we need to learn how to communicate. And I feel like that's something that hasn't really, I don't know, we don't put as much emphasis on it. And I was saying last night, okay, so we were watching White Christmas with Bing Crosby.
Yeah, classic.
Classic. And Rosemary Clooney and all of them. And absolutely great movie. You fell asleep in the middle
I
of
was
it.
Tired. I just worked 28 hours as a full-time college
fair,
student.
Fair.
Leave me alone.
That's a whole other discussion that I want to get into another time.
Yes.
But, yeah, so like, oh my gosh. Okay. Just got to make sure we're still recording. But also, I don't know, just learning how to communicate and putting more of an emphasis on that. Oh, the whole reason I brought White Christmas up, instead of using miscommunication as like a plot device, like it's so cliche. Just talk to people and it's hard.
Well, I think.
And also like, I'm one to talk.
Well, okay, a lot of,
I
know,
situation.
But still, but you learned from it. And mm-hmm. that's, I think that's the important part is now you know not to do that again and
yeah.
what the consequences of things are.
Mm-hmm.
But I think us as a generation now, and not just us, it's going to be worse with the people younger than us, but I think so many of us are relying on technology mm-hmm. and electronic devices like our cell phones and our computers
yeah.
to communicate, except using that as a shield to avoid something mm-hmm. or to not actually have a full conversation
yeah.
is just leading things to be completely, you know, miscommunicated and terrible and so much worse than they would be. Like, for me, I am somebody that if there's a problem,
yeah.
we are going to sit down in person and talk about it and put everything else aside.
Over FaceTime or something.
Something face-to-face somehow, mm-hmm. even if it's on the phone. You have to make it to where you can't just avoid. Like, mm-hmm. texting things is never going to work.
Oh, sorry. I didn't see this until now. My phone was on Do Not Disturb.
My phone was dead.
Yeah.
You know, it's fine. But also, you can't rely on that to talk to people
mm-hmm.
and assume it to be an effective way. And I'm guilty of that sometimes, yeah. too. But not in the sense of
taking to Finsta instead of
yeah, posting things on social media yeah, instead of just talking it out.
Laundry.
Yeah, which everybody has yeah. makes mistakes. Everybody has those times where it's like, ugh, I'm just, mm-hmm. you know, you explode, your rocket just shoots off
yeah.
out of all of your emotions.
Right.
But I feel like because we've been raised in a society where, you know, electronics and technology.
We live in a society.
Huh? That's what I'm society. Sorry. That's what I meant. Listen.
No, it's a joke. It's Luke Vanek, if you're listening.
Oh, I'm so dumb.
We live in a society.
I lost my train of thought.
It's a cultural difference, I think. And like,
yeah.
you know, not to poo-poo all over our generation.
No, it sucks.
Like, I think we have a lot going for us. And I think, I don't know, millennials get such a bad rep. But like, I feel like our generation is really a step above that. But we are also still like, there's a lot of like stupid kids, but also they yes. are kids, and that's just kind of like the age and like, you know, but I think we're heading in a good direction, but there is still stuff like communication and like,
well, we're heading in a good direction, but things in the past before technology that mm-hmm. used to be really good, you know, is like decreasing almost. Yeah. It's getting worse where
there's just not that social maturity yeah. or like
that and that's, social and I capability. Think that's so important, especially as we are becoming adults.
Mm-hmm.
Social maturity
right.
is something that's very important when it comes to getting jobs and talking mm-hmm. to people. And yes. it's just something that as older we get, we're going to have to start making our own doctor's appointments. Mm-hmm. But you can't text your doctor and be like, hey, can I come in tomorrow at yeah. 4 p.m.? That's not the way the world works.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like we're losing and forgetting and not even learning.
Well, I mean, there's like online appointments and stuff.
Okay, listen. That's not the point. What happens if your internet goes down?
Right.
It's just...
No, I know what you mean.
It's like we shouldn't be relying so much mm-hmm. on technology to the point where we don't even learn how to interact yeah. with people in a social way, in a professional way, mm-hmm. in a way that we're going to have to act.
Right.
In the future.
If you haven't worked in customer service too, like I feel like working
yeah.
the front desk, working in admissions, that's helped me a lot.
Well, all of my jobs and have
like,
helped me
yeah,
too.
Yeah, like working in retail, working in food, where you have to like
yeah.
communicate with other people.
Mm-hmm. Being a lifeguard, having
that
to
customer service yeah. voice that I hate so much.
But, thank you for riding Wild Surf. Please sit with your butt all the way in the tube, feet crossed, holding onto the handlebars at all times. My lifeguard voice. That's not it, but.
And then, thank you for calling Black Mountain. This is Aiden. How can I help you? Or SU Admissions. How can I help? This is Aiden.
Oh, yeah.
Gosh. Oh.
Hi, how can I help you?
Oh, gosh.
Did you want rentals with that?
Is there anything else I can help you with? All right. Have a good one.
Have
bye-bye.
A great day. Bye-bye. Hangs up phone. But see,
I wouldn't have it anywhere. I love my job.
I know. I love my job, too. Both of my jobs.
Mm-hmm.
It's just...
Love it.
Some people aren't getting this experience, mm-hmm. yet they're going into college and they're getting older, but they're still treating it like we're in high school.
Yeah.
Like we can just not push things off,
mm-hmm.
but pushing some of the communication skills that I think should be needed
mm-hmm.
away.
Right.
If that makes sense.
Definitely.
Kind of.
I missed a call.
Oh.
Interesting. Don't recognize the number. Yeah, and also just kind of like, I don't know. Are we going to have time to get into TFTI?
I don't know.
I think we're at about 40 minutes.
Yeah, maybe not, but even still.
Well, just real quick.
Yeah.
TFTI, thanks for the invite.
This has to do with communication too. This is like, if you have a problem, talk to us in person. Yeah. Do not swipe up on a picture or text us.
Egocentricism. Yeah. Like I understand jokingly, like.
Oh, I do that jokingly. Like I was invited.
Thanks for the invite.
No, there'll be times where people have invited me to stuff and I had to work. Mm-hmm. So they'll post pictures. I'm like, thanks for the invite. Yeah. Even though like.
Or like, wow, I wish I could have been there. Not necessarily like a genuine like, oh, sorry, I had this. Like, I wish I could have, like. You like, were home, you didn't get invited, and oh, I wish I could have been with you guys. Like,
yeah,
you know, like, it's just a sign of self-absorption to me, like egocentricism. And I'm gonna get hate for this, but like, yeah, and other people are gonna be telling me, oh, pop off, you know,
yeah,
but like, I don't know, it's just. To me, it reads as like, I can't believe they didn't think about me. Like, how could they forget about me when in reality...
Do they not like me? Do they not want to be my friend?
They must hate me. They must not want me to be around.
When a lot of our plans now are so last minute.
You're over all the time.
Yeah. And, like, and we just all spontaneously be like, let's go do something. Yeah. Let's make food. Because
Or like, you know what sounds good right now? Let's make some sugar cookies and like...
Decorate
watch
them.
A movie instead of just sitting on the couch anyways.
Well, no, it's so spontaneous. And then you spontaneous.
Post something about it on social media, and then you get that swipe up saying, thanks for the invite.
I'm like, it wasn't...
When we all live together anyways.
Like, I mean, I don't, but it's like I'm over
like
there
over
anyway. Yeah.
Enough.
And it's just kind of like...
it's not that we didn't... Oh, sorry.
Yeah, no, exactly. It's not that we didn't think of you.
Yeah.
We were just in the moment. It's like, if you would have been there, you would have been...
Plans just got thrown together.
Yeah. It's kind of like, I go over there and do my homework. And then after, I'm like, let's go do something.
Or we literally forgot about you. And like, I don't know, not in like a bad way, but just like...
Well, things just happen so fast. We don't have time. It's not like we were planning a party and we're like, this is who we're going to invite. This is who we're not going to invite.
Yeah, exactly.
And then let's post about it.
Yeah.
It's never, ever been in that way. And I feel like people are taking it to another level with the whole, well.
Right.
You know.
But even like, I don't know, I'm probably digging myself into a hole, but also like sometimes... When you're putting things together and it really comes down to it, sometimes you do have to decide on who you're inviting just because, like, the interest of everyone involved.
But that's the thing is sometimes it might not be anything against you.
Yeah.
It could just be, like, you know.
To avoid awkwardness. Like, if I know that you don't want so-and-so to come over because you're just not on good terms right now or stuff like that.
Right. You're not going to do something that's going to make it miserable for a whole party.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just, if you know that you're not going to know anybody there and you don't want to make, because I've unintentionally, like, well, I've like not invited somebody for the purpose of just to like, I don't even know what it was, but it was just like, they didn't know anybody there. And I was like, I'm not going to make you uncomfortable.
Yeah, exactly.
And I want you to be mature enough to understand I'm doing
like,
this.
Like, this isn't the right setting for you to, like, be introduced.
Yeah.
Like, if we did something smaller and then I can just, like...
But I'm so not going to make you uncomfortable and feel like you're not involved the whole time.
Yeah, exactly.
Just because I wanted to invite you to make sure you felt included.
Exactly.
And I feel like we should be able to talk about that as adults and be like, actually, maybe you don't want to come to this one.
Yeah.
You're going to be around people
like,
you don't know.
Like, if you really want to, like...
Go ahead. I think it might be better for everybody as a whole just so that there isn't that awkwardness or tension between people depending upon the activity.
Yeah. And I would never tell somebody directly like you can't come over.
Oh no,
but
me
just
neither.
Like generally like just don't bring it up. Like don't ask, don't tell kind of a thing.
Well, like, that, but also it's like if you are going to swipe up and think, you know, TFTI, why don't you think about what was happening, who was there, and also
instead
maybe consider that.
Jumping to, they hate me.
No, because a lot of the things we're doing right now are not planned. You know, I'm starting to work almost
Yeah.
I'm working two jobs and going to school. And so a lot of what
you're
I do
working
is
working and studying full time. Yeah.
So a lot of what I'm doing is spontaneous activities that I'm not really thinking about who to invite. It's just who's around me at the time, who's available,
right?
Who's going to be, let's not take an hour to plan out who's going to, let's just go do something.
Yeah.
That way I'm not, you know what I mean?
And it like something to remedy that in terms of like, being there when things happen anyways is inviting them over. Like I feel like so often I invite people over, but or like I guess more so now, I guess, but I invite people over, I'll host things, and but there's people that just won't ever invite me to do anything, or like I don't know. It's a two-way street, you know? Yeah,
it's kind of like how we were talking about the draining thing. I can give so much, but there comes a point in time where I'm not expecting anything in return.
Yeah.
But when there isn't anything in return, you just feel drained and like just not useless, but kind of pushed aside. Like, do you know what I mean?
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, that didn't make a lot of noise. My chair like springed up and I hit my foot. Oops, sorry.
But yeah, so if you're not being invited to things, invite them over. Like, I don't know, if you're...
Or talk to them about it.
Yeah.
Be adults.
Set something up with them instead of
just go to lunch and just bring it up casually. Like, hey,
because I just want to make sure we're on good terms. Out of you saying, thanks for the invite.
No, that's just going to make it worse because then the other party is going to be assuming that...
It's just... because then that's going to make me not want to invite you even more. Like,
because
if you're just going to be petty and like be childish about it instead of saying like, oh, that looked really fun. And then I'll be like, oh my gosh, I like totally forgot. Like sometimes you literally just forget to invite people.
Yeah. And it happens. Things. But,
And if you're if you say something more along the lines of like, oh, that looks like so fun. Like, would you want to go get coffee or something? Like, go out to dinner?
Yeah.
Go get lunch and kind of reintroduce yourself? Like, kind of, I don't know, it's a two-way street.
It's like, make an effort to see what's maybe why it didn't happen before automatically assuming.
Yeah.
Because it could have just been, it spaced your mind. It could have been anything. Don't assume that it automatically means we don't like you. We don't want you there. That's never... I don't think ever been the case.
Exactly.
But we're pretty much.
Well, we're going to take a break real fast and then we'll close out the show. All right. See you in a sec. Back. So for this next segment, I know that last part was kind of rushed and like all over the place. We're trying to do these in like half hour things, and this is going to be a longer episode. So let me know if you guys like the longer episodes, if you like the talk show type thing. I don't know. I think it's fun. I think it flows a little more. We
Involves could definitely more.
Use talking points.
That's true.
But
it's okay.
Yeah. But yeah, let us know what you think. Jess, where can they find you?
Oh, let's see. You can, I don't even know how my thing is memorized. You can add me on Instagram at Jess, just normal Jess, J-E-S-S, dot Kaylee, the normal spelling with three E's instead of two. That's my Insta.
K-A-Y-L-E-E-E.
Yep. E-E-E.
Oh, that's four. E-E-E.
Yeah. Or you can find me at Twitter, just at Jess Koontz. Yeah, just for fun things. Funsies. So if you want to put a face to the voice, if you don't already know what I look like.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's kind of whack. Some people don't know who you are. Wow.
Wow. I know, it's crazy. I don't know every person in this whole world.
I know.
What?
That's crazy. You can find me on Instagram at Aiden Stratton, AidanStratton. It's literally in the title of the podcast. Yeah, I am not going to give y'all my Twitter. Not out of anything, just... Wait, but I want followers.
If you want his Twitter, you can just stalk mine and find it through there.
Right. But yeah, let us know what you want to hear. Shoot me a DM.
You can also DM me if you really want to.
Yeah, I'm sure Jess is going to be on the podcast more than once.
Yeah.
As soon as we can find time with your freaking
work schedule.
Yeah.
I know.
But oh boy. If you have any topics, if you have any recommendations, I would love to hear you guys' feedback and suggestions. Yep. But yeah, episode 2 down.
Yeah. Awesome. I really enjoyed this. This was fun, actually.
Maybe it'll be not 3 months before.
I will make sure that it is not 3 month gaps.
Definitely.
I kind of hoping to try to convince him to do like once a week or even like.
I want to, yeah.
But
we would just have to find time.
And get ideas and stuff. But if we could just find a day a week that we both are available for like an hour, an hour and a half.
Oh, you know what would be fun?
What?
Like a Q&A style. Because I've been listening to more podcasts.
Yeah, me too.
And like maybe not call-ins. I would have to figure out how to do call-ins. But like, or like audio messages.
Yeah.
I think that'd be fun.
Or even
like
if they just
call in with like questions or just submit your questions on
DM us, just ask us questions.
Follow me and Jess on Instagram and we'll put stuff up on our stories.
Yeah.
Like those little question poll things.
Mm-hmm.
And we can do something like that and answer those. I think I have some.
Yeah. Well, I mean, obviously
I
wouldn't.
The first episode. It was like
maybe we'll do that. And maybe we'll do that maybe Friday. Just put up a poll.
We could do like an advice
podcast. We could. What we think. Look at us getting new ideas.
Let us know where you want us to take this.
Again, we apologize for the whole messiness, but honestly, I think it's just kind of...
Endless rambling.
I don't know. I think it's okay.
Yeah.
I think
let us know what you think.
It makes it seem more like...
Right.
We're just talking.
Exactly.
About how we feel about things.
You guys can't see our gestures.
I know.
She's like, oh gosh. But yeah, so let us know what you think. Follow us on Instagram, at least.
You can follow me on Twitter if you really want to.
I mean, if you can find my Twitter, I guess you're more than welcome. I might have to block some people. No,
oh my gosh.
There's nothing bad on it. It's just like...
You're not going to find anything worse. You already talked about everything that you said.
Yeah, that's actually very fair. Follow me on Instagram. What even is my Twitter? I guess you can follow my Twitter.
Oh my gosh.
If you really want.
It's just at underscore Aiden Stratton.
Yeah. Spell my name right or else you're getting blocked.
How would you know if they spelled your name right?
Aiden spelled my name wrong. He spelled
Barge?
It his way, yeah.
Of course he did. It's Barge.
AIDEN. Like, as an Aiden, that's just part of our brand is like having our name misspelled.
And I'm
taking that very personally. I'm going to tell him, thanks for the invite.
Oh my gosh. Thanks for the invite to go play League with you and Jack.
Hi. I'm actually at emotional capacity right now. Is there anyone? Oh gosh. Well, if you want to listen to more of my rants and maybe even get a sneak peek at some of the podcast material, since that's basically what I'm drawing off, follow me over there, I guess.
Yep, follow me too.
Yeah.
If you want to hear more of me on...
It's just us plugging ourselves.
I know. If you want to hear more of
Please.
Me
on... I need the fame.
If you want
the power.
If you want to hear more of me on this podcast, just DM me. Yeah. Let me know. DM Aiden.
Tell him get her back on that.
You just want to hear me rant as well,
right?
Yeah.
And we're gonna figure out this equipment.
We can do a
it's all over
an episode
place.
Just about how I fell in love with one of Aiden's roommates. Oh, if you really gosh. Want to, if you really want to, just like just
jinx yourself. This is gonna be awkward. We green. Have you seen that?
Yeah, I have.
It's like the girls with like
they go,
the hand over their eyes. They're like, oh, we green. Oh gosh.
I digress. At Lawrence Hoshino.
Oh gosh.
My favorite quote from him. Love I digress.
It. Oh my gosh. Anyways, I think that's all we've got.
Yeah.
Give us your feedback. Rate us and review us wherever you get your podcast.
We're going to get like negative 4 stars.
Yeah. Like, oh my gosh, please stop. My ears are bleeding.
You're too unorganized.
I literally cannot handle this anymore.
I feel like I just...
But yeah. Oh, we're like, okay. We're like a year out from primary elections.
Oh my gosh. No, not right now.
Vote.org. Get registered. Informed. We're in like the last stretch. Just, I can't remember if you were serious or not, but I was watching the impeachment hearings and she goes, wait, who's getting impeached?
I was not serious.
The president of the United States is being like,
okay, I was not serious. I was joking.
Inquiries. Okay. I really hope.
I just didn't know if that's exactly what you were watching. So I was like, wait, what are you watching? And then I was like, oh.
If you want Thanksgiving to be real fun.
Oh my gosh. Okay. We're going to go.
As one of the two apparent Aiden, Democrats in my family.
Nobody wants to hear.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Nobody wants to hear the politics. I'm sorry. It's okay.
That's for another episode.
Next time on
Grow Up with Aiden Stratton.
With the featured guest.
ASMR outro. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Oh, gosh.